Four storms have hit Haiti since August, and aid workers say hundreds of thousands of people there are still in need of shelter, food, and clean water. The United Nations has pressed donors to come up with $100 million in aid. So far, though, less than $4 million has come in. Still, there are some relief efforts underway in Haiti. Reporter Ruxandra Guidi recently accompanied some American military doctors on a humanitarian mission there.
On the airport runway in Port-au-Prince, bags of rice, soy, and corn flour are piling up. Young Haitian men and U.S. Navy personnel load the bags onto helicopters. This whole operation is organized by the USS Kearsarge. The Navy ship was on a humanitarian mission even before the hurricanes hit Haiti. Since the storms, Navy personnel have been working alongside people from the United Nations and the Centers for Disease Control to determine what aid is needed, where, and for how long. Captain Tim Shope is part of the medical assessment team.
We're looking at malnutrition, although we haven't seen a lot of that yet, but almost everybody's reporting they only have 1 day to 1 week worth of food in the places that we've been going because their crops have been completely washed out and they were getting ready to harvest them. And then they've also lost a lot of their livestock in the floods. They've just been washed away and drowned.
A helicopter is set to take us to Belance, a small village of about 7,000 people. The purpose of the trip is to assess needs, not to deliver aid. After a 45-minute ride, we land on the shores of Belance, on what looks like a picture-perfect Caribbean beach. Dozens of children rush towards the helicopter. They follow as a couple of armed guards lead us towards the village. Pierre Joseph approaches. He's a community leader here.
We've seen the police, we've seen the Red Cross and Oxfam. They said they'd help us with the immediate food aid for as long as they can. But then they said, we're on our own here.
A quick look around reveals this village needs assistance now, and probably for a long time to come. Many houses were badly damaged by the floods. There's no clean water, and most villagers lost their crops and livestock during the hurricanes. Nene Neron is a 27-year-old fisherman. He prefers to speak in Spanish. He's grateful for help, but he says neither the Haitian government nor the aid organizations can really do enough. Neron says, for me, the government and the aid workers are about the same. They come to ask us questions, and they give us some food, but they don't tell us how to deal with a hurricane, and they can't help us get jobs. During a meeting at the community center, the Navy medics take notes and promise the villagers to send food aid and clean water to Belance. And then we're off. We rush back towards the shore, where the helicopter waits to take us back to Port-au-Prince. Many villagers run alongside. They ask, when will the aid arrive? But no one makes any promises. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Belance, Haiti.
Ruxandra traveled to Haiti on a fellowship from the International Reporting Project at Johns Hopkins University. You can see her pictures from Haiti at theworld.org.